All morning, the wind continued to blow right until mid-noon, when a drizzle started. Damag Warfang rapped out commands to the drummers.
Speed up that beat to double march! There's a woodland up ahead!
The two rapscars and their scouts dashed ahead of the rapscallions to reconnoitre the spot. It was a prime campsite, with a small pond containing fish and lots of fat wood pigeons roosting in the trees. By late noon, the army was completely sheltered from the weather. Rocky ledges, heavy tree trunks, and overhead foliage sealed them off from cold, wind-driven rain. A feeling of well-being pervaded the camp. Now they were in a fresh location. This was luxury after an entire winter spent on the hostile and hungry southeast shore. Borum and Vendace were snugly settled in, having spread an old sail canvas over the low curving limb of a buckthorn with a rocky outcrop at their back. They sat cooking a quail over their campfire. Lugwyn was with them, hiding behind a flap of the overhanging canvas, glancing nervously around at the passing rapscallions. Borum chuckled at the stoat's apprehensive manner. Shoving him playfully, he said,
"What's the matter, matey? You ain't doing no harm just sitting here, sharing a bird with two old pals."
Lugwyn averted his face as a rap mark walked by.
"What would Damag say if somebody's told him I was sitting here talking with you two?"
Vendace shrugged as he tended the roasting quail.
"We won't tell him if you don't. Stop fretting and have some of this bird. All you got to do is tell us where old Fairsblade will be sleeping tonight and how many guards will be around and anything else you think we should know. Leave the rest to us, matey."
Borum whetted a curved dagger against the rock.
"Aye, by tomorrow it shouldn't make any difference who saw you talking to us. Damag won't be around to throttle you again. He'll be searching for his daddy in Dark Forest."
Sneezeworth had a good fire going. He stared the half-burned wood hopefully, watching Louseworth returning from the pond. He noticed that his companion looked very damp.
"You're looking a bit soggy, mate. Did you catch anything?"
he called. Louseworth slumped by the fire, waving away the cloud of steam rising from his ragged garments.
I nearly did, but I got pushed into the water."
Sneezeworth picked up a small log and brandished it angrily.
"Pushed in? Oh, show me the slab-sided blackguard what pushed you."
It was that big, nasty-looking weasel."
Sneezeworth threw the log on the fire, sighing resignedly.
"Ah, well, that one's got his lumps coming some day. So you didn't bring any victuals back at all?"
Louseworth produced a pile of dripping pondweed.
Only this. Mayhaps we can make soup out of it."
His companion turned up a lip in disgust.
"Yeah, dirty, smelly stuff. Chuck it away."
Louseworth was about to carry out his friend's order when his paw was stayed. Sneezeworth stared unhappily at the mess of dripping vegetation. Shaking his head, he said,
"Take my old helmet and fill it with water. Pondweed soup's better than nothing when your belly thinks your throat's cut."
Damag belched loudly and settled back to suck upon the bones of the tench he had just devoured. From the shelter of an ash nearby, he heard his title whispered.
"Fairsblade."
The great rat lay still, lips hardly moving as he answered.
"Gribble, is that you?"
From his hiding place, the rat Gribble called in a low voice.
"Aye, 'tis me. Lugwyn's gone over to Borum and Vendace. From what I heard, they'll make their move tonight, chief."
Damag Warfang smiled and closed his eyes.
"Good work, Gribble. It always pays to have watchers watching watches. I'll be ready. Go now. Keep your eyes and ears open.